This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen is away. I'm Lynn Neary. President Barack Obama took his quest for health care reform on the road yesterday. Telling a chanting crowd at a campaign-like rally in Minneapolis that now is the time for action on health care, no matter what his opponents say.
This is when they're going to fight with everything they've got. This is when they'll spread all kinds of wild rumors designed to scare and intimidate people.
But tens of thousands of people opposed to the president's agenda marched on Capitol Hill yesterday, vowing to seek their own version of change. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
They chanted everything from freedom to vote them out. Some carried signs reading, "No, we can't." One banner featured a picture of TV actor Mr. T with the caption, "I pity my grandchildren." And there were giant posters calling the president a liar and socialist. Charles McIntyre's sign read, "We want our country back." From whom?
Country back from those who are trying to take it away from us. From the liberal spenders.
The Bluebell, Pennsylvania resident thinks the deficit is too high.
How can you reduce a deficit when you're spending trillions? That's impossible.
A few feet away from him, the Rucks of Fort Myers, Florida, were carrying a distinctive sign featuring a sheep with the face of the president and the tail of a wolf.
The wolf in sheep's clothing.
So beware.
Beverly Ruck credits Mr. Obama's speech on health care last week for her inspiration.
And it seemed like such a fairy tale. I thought it sounded too good to be true.
Despite the country fair-like atmosphere, there was a vein of anger underneath.
NPR, you're going to report real news?
Aimed at what people here call the mainstream media and those they believe are threatening this country's welfare. Elaine Alred of Youngstown, Ohio, here with her husband and granddaughter, is blunt about her anger over the growing deficit.
It's not affecting me, it's affecting my grandchildren. And we're mad as you know what. Help, I'm not going to say it on TV, but...
This is NPR. You can say anything on NPR.
And what many here said is they intend to continue this fight. Next target, the upcoming midterm elections. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.